Green Day is the contemporary California punk band that has in recent years scored a few big hit pop singles, won a 1994 Grammy for Best Alternative Music Performance, and even had a highly successful ballad with the song Good Riddance, which you may know from its subtitle and chorus, Time of Your Life. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that the band's new CD, called Warning, suggests ways in which one can grow old without sacrificing punk energy.
This is a public service announcement. This is only a test. Emergency evacuation protest. May impair your ability to operate machinery. Can't quite tell just what it means to me. Keep out of reach and chat and touch and talk to stranger. Get your philosophy.
Green Day has always been a band to defy the odds. When the group made its major label debut with 1993's CD called Dookie, who'd have thought their short and sour, punk-inspired guitar attacks would go multi-platinum, much less win these assiduous brats a Grammy? 7 years later, on Warning, singer, guitarist, complainer Billy Joe Armstrong can't be accused of overreaching for a more mature sound. Pushing 30, Armstrong is determined to remain as entertainingly adolescent as possible while allowing for a few lifestyle modifications. Where on Dookie he sang, I'm not growing up, I'm just burning out, on Warning's song, Church on Sunday, he acknowledges that he's, quote, not getting any younger, and asks, if I go to church with you on Sunday, will you go out with me on Friday night? And wraps it all up with the startling declaration, if you live with me, I'll die for you and this compromise. That he surrounds these adorable sentiments with music as peppy as any Green Day has recorded suggests that Armstrong and company may have found the secret of eternal rock and roll youth. Check it out.
Today is the first day of the rest of our lives. Tomorrow is too late to pretend everything's all right now. I'm not getting any younger as long as you don't get any.
Certainly the band's musical range has broadened a bit. You'd expect a Green Day song called Misery to be a whining rant. Instead, it's set to a waltz beat complete with sung spoken lyric that's probably Billy Joe's idea of a Brecht wild pop operetta. This is a clever idea that goes on for too long, 5 minutes plus, an epic by Green Day standards. Still, the boys fare best when they stick to what they enjoy most, a heedless hedonism encapsulated neatly and gloriously on a song called Blood, Sex, and Booze.
These days, Green Day sing about troubled consciences and political apathy, and have the sense to give a song with the sentiment, loving you must be like suicide, the name Jackass. But after selling millions, Armstrong still professes, I want to be the minority, and he remains enough of a juvenile twit to make that manifesto seem both heartfelt and convincing. In other words, against all self-imposed odds, Green Day has created its most unified, diverse collection of songs yet. sometimes brattiness is its own reward.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.